Passion for worship, 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 passion for worship.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the program Passion for Worship. In this series, we are talking about different ways of attaining the love, closeness and pleasure of Allah Almighty. Having passion for worship is essential for all of us. It boosts our spirituality, improves our focus and increases the chances of being accepted in the divine court of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. In this series, we have been talking about reciting the glorious Quran, sending durood upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, studying Islamic knowledge, spending wealth in the way of Allah Almighty, and much, much more. These are all different ways of attaining the love, closeness, and pleasure of Allah Almighty. And in today's episode, we will be talking about a specific type of worship, which unfortunately many people seem to be neglectful of or not performing in the correct manner or with the correct manners and etiquettes. We see that many people do not give it its due importance. Inshallah, in today's episode, we will be talking about the importance and excellence of dua. We will be talking about the rank that can be attained through the power of dua. We will be talking about some verses of the glorious Quran relating to this topic. We will be talking about and mentioning some hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this topic. And we will talk about some of the manners of dua, of how we should be making dua. And we will be talking about the power of the dua of the awliya. We'll be doing all of this to increase in our passion for performing dua in the court of Allah Almighty. Now, dear viewers, remember dua is a source of attaining many blessings from Allah Almighty. It is a source of attaining success in this world and in the hereafter. Dua is a very easy act, a very easy way to worship Allah Almighty. It is a way to praise Allah Almighty. It is a way of showing humility in the court of Allah Almighty. It is a way of attaining anything you need from Him Azza wa Jal. It is a way of earning and becoming deserving of the grace and favors of Allah Almighty. It is a means of attaining forgiveness from Allah Almighty. Dua is a means of attaining tranquility and peace in this world and in the hereafter. My dear viewers, the rank and the honor and the power and the importance of dua can be judged by the fact that not only are we commanded to do this act in the glorious Quran, but Allah Azza wa Jal is also blessing them with the good news. He blesses people, those people who perform dua, with the good news in the Holy Quran that their duas will be accepted. It is mentioned in the 24th part of the glorious Quran. Translation, pray to me, I shall answer your prayer. Dear viewers, if we look at the life of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we study his life, we see that he was habitual, he was continuous in performing dua in the court of Allah Almighty. He did this on a regular basis. And why did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do dua in the court of Allah Almighty? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did this to teach me and you that this is an act that you should be doing. He did it so regularly, so frequently. He was teaching us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you too should be doing dua in the court of Allah Almighty frequently and regularly. If we look in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to do dua before he used to go sleep. When he used to wake up, he used to do dua. Before he used to eat, he used to do dua. After he had finished eating, he used to do dua. When he used to put on his blessed clothes, he used to do dua. When he used to put on oil, he used to do dua, and so on. Wherever we look in the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that it is full and filled with actions of dua in the court of Allah Almighty. And from this, my dear viewers, we should take inspiration and we should follow the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and do dua in the court of Allah Almighty on a regular basis. Now let's listen to some hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the topic of the importance and the significance and the excellence of doing dua. The beloved and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah," meaning dua is the essence of worship. And if we see that many people, they might perform their fast, they might perform their prayers, but as soon as they have done that, they will not do dua in the court of Allah Almighty. They will rush to go and do something else. My dear viewers, remember our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, dua is the essence of worship. It is not just something we do as a habitual action. It's not something that we just do as a ritual at the end of certain types of other worship. Dua is the essence of worship. In another place, it is mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, there is nothing more eminent than dua in the sight of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. In another place, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, the door of mercy is open for he whom the door of dua is open. The most liked request by Allah from that which is asked from him is the request for well-being. Dua offers benefit in the face of calamities that have descended and those calamities which have not descended. O servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, make it compulsory upon yourself to perform dua. In another place, Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, should I not tell you of such a thing that will bring you protection against your enemy and increase you in your sustenance? Make dua to Allah Almighty day and night, because dua is the weapon of a believer. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have just heard some of the excellences and virtues of performing dua. We should all try to make it a habit to perform dua in the blessed court of Allah Almighty. We have heard dua is the weapon of a believer. It is the essence of worship. It removes calamities from one's life. So why are we depriving of ourselves of not doing dua in the court of Allah Almighty in the correct manner, in the manner that it is supposed to be done? By making dua in the court of Allah Almighty, we can overcome many obstacles and troubles. Every Muslim should remember Allah Almighty in times of joy, in times of happiness, and in times of sadness as well. In both times of happiness and sadness, we should remember Allah Almighty. We should do dua in the court of Allah Almighty. In the times of sadness, we do dua in the court of Allah Almighty, that He removes that sadness, that difficulty. In the times of happiness, we do dua to Allah Almighty, that He increases in the happiness, in the joy, increases us in the blessing, and does not remove that blessing from us. My dear viewers, remember, dua is one of the most superior acts of worship a Muslim can do. It is one of those superior acts of worship through which a Muslim, he converses with his Lord Azza wa Jal. It is stated in a blessed hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفْضَلُ الْإِبَادَةِ الدُّعَى, meaning dua is the most superior act of worship. But my dear viewers, like we have mentioned earlier on, we've seen even when we do dua that we do not fulfill its conditions and its rights. Just like the prayer and other types of worship have conditions, have etiquettes, have manners, so too does dua. Dua has etiquettes and manners, and when we fulfill these etiquettes and manners, when we actually do dua according to these etiquettes and manners, we do dua in the manner that it is supposed to be done, only then will we truly see that those du'as are being accepted, will we truly see the blessings and the manifestation of those du'as. But dear viewers, to truly understand some of the manners, the etiquettes of du'a, the times at which du'as are accepted, the places at which du'as are accepted, how to do du'a, the significance of the glorious names of Allah Almighty in du'a, the different names of Allah Almighty when doing du'a, why sometimes it appears to us that du'as are not being answered or there is a delay in the du'as being answered. To learn about these things in detail, there is a booklet or there is a book published by Maktabatul Madina, Fazail-e Du'a, Virtues of Du'a. My dear viewers, download this book, study this book, or if you prefer, buy this book from your closest Maktabatul Madina. Study this book and truly learn what du'a is, what is the etiquettes and manners of du'a, how did our pious predecessors perform du'a, how should we be performing du'a, when should we be performing du'a, when are the times of acceptance of du'a. To learn this, study the book, Fazail-e Du'a, virtues of dua. My dear viewers, now let's just talk about some of the virtues of dua, some of the excellences attached with dua, some of those things which we should be doing when we perform dua to increase in the chances of it being accepted by Allah Almighty. My dear viewers, one of the etiquettes and manners of doing dua is by calling upon Allah Almighty using His sacred names, using some of His different sacred names, using the blessed names of Allah Almighty. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Allah has appointed an angel upon His holy name, Arhamur Rahimeen. Whoever utters it three times, the angel exclaims to them, ask as Arhamur Rahimeen is attentive towards you. Subhanallah. Whoever uses the words in his dua, Arhamur Rahimeen, three times, the angels, they say to him, ask us, Arhamur Rahimeen is attentive towards you. Subhanallah. Similarly, saying the words, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, five times is also a very effective way of getting one's du'as answered. It has been mentioned by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The person who utters Ya Rabbana five times in a time of helplessness, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect him from the thing that he is fearful of, and whatever he desires will be granted. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, we learn from these narrations that it is important that we call upon Allah Almighty using His glorified names, using His glorious names. So when we start doing this within our dua, when we start bringing these actions into our dua, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will see fruit in our dua, we will see blessings in our dua, and we will see that they are duas which become accepted by Allah Almighty. Dear viewers of Madani channel, another etiquette of doing dua, another manner, is that you do dua with sincerity from the bottom of your heart. You do dua focusing only on the dua, and you're not, when you're doing dua, you're not focused on other things. Subhanallah. One of the manners of dua that has been mentioned is that a person be present with his heart when he does dua. The beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, make dua to Allah Almighty in such a way that you are absolutely sure of acceptance. And remember that Allah Azza wa Jal does not accept the dua of a heedless heart. Subhanallah, from this hadith park we have seen two etiquettes of doing dua. Number one, when you do dua, do it with the conviction, do it with that belief that this dua will be accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. Allah Azza wa Jal will answer this dua. That is one of the etiquettes of dua. And from the hadith park we see that the other etiquette is that you are present with your heart when you are doing dua. You are not heedless, you are not thinking about other things when you are performing that dua. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he once passed by a person highlighting this very point, that your heart should be present when you perform dua. It is from the etiquettes of dua that your heart is present, and it will be a means of the acceptance of your dua. Illustrating this point, this incident has been mentioned. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam once passed by a person who was humbly making dua. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam saw him and said, if it were in my power, I would definitely fulfill his need. Allah Azza wa Jal then sent a revelation to Musa alayhi salam. O Musa, I am more merciful and generous than you. The truth of the matter is, the person may be calling upon me, but his heart is focused on his goats. His heart wasn't in the dua, his heart was focused elsewhere. I do not accept the dua of such a person whose heart is inclined towards others. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam relayed this to that person, he made dua to Allah Almighty. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam told that person, then that person made dua in the court of Allah Almighty with a true and sincere heart, with full concentration, and his need, his desire was fulfilled. So my dear viewers, it has become obvious to us that by paying attention when doing dua, by concentrating when we are doing dua in the court of Allah Almighty, that is a means of the dua being accepted. But my dear viewers, one satanic whisper that comes, sometimes we make dua for a long time but is not visibly accepted, then shaitan puts this doubt in our hearts that you've been asking sincerely, you've been asking with an attentive heart, your heart has not been focused anywhere else, it is focused solely on the dua, but even then your dua is not accepted. The shaitan tries to put this trick this whisper into the minds of the believers when they do not see their dua being answered immediately. But, my dear viewers, to protect ourselves from satanic thoughts, to protect ourselves from the whispers of shaitan, especially in this manner, or this attack of the shaitan, we should remind ourselves that there is no deficiency in the bestowal of Allah Almighty. There is no deficiency in the bestowal of Allah Almighty. And the lack of seeing the answering of that dua, we need to remind ourselves, it may be because of our uncertainty when we were doing that dua. We may not have been doing it with full conviction or full belief that it will be accepted. That may be why the dua has not been immediately answered. Or it may be because we weren't really attentive or really paying attention when we were doing that dua. We may have been focusing on other things and not actually focusing on the dua. Or there may have been some other form of deficiency within our dua which has led to our dua not being accepted. And also remember, sometimes you may ask for something, but it may not be good for you. So that may be why that it has not been answered. My dear viewers, instead of having the thought, my dua is not being accepted, it is not being accepted, or it is not being answered, when you do not see it being answered immediately, think of these things that our pious predecessors have mentioned. Try to bring that deficiency and that thinking about yourself, that maybe I wasn't paying attention when I was doing the dua, or maybe I wasn't fully concentrating, maybe my heart wasn't in the dua, or maybe I was not really feeling that that dua will be accepted. I didn't have that firm belief that that dua will be accepted. Maybe that's why my dua has not been accepted. So when the satanic thought comes, or the shaitan tries to put this waswasa, or this thought into your head, the dua is not being accepted, try to think of different reasons like this as to why it could be that your dua has not been accepted. And then try to remove these and do dua again in the court of Allah Almighty. After removing these deficiencies which you have found, then there is more of a chance that your dua will be accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. My dear viewers, not only should we do dua ourselves, we should also ask the pious people of the time to make dua for us whenever we can, because the duas of the pious, whether they are made for the betterment or harm, they are definitely accepted by Allah Almighty. The duas of the pious people, whether they are for you or against you, are definitely accepted by Allah Almighty. Allama Abdul Mustafa Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, if the pious people of Allah, such as Islamic scholars, saints, or righteous believers, were to make dua against anyone, it was very dangerous and destructive for the subject about whom the dua is being made. The curse of these people is like a sword which is being struck against no shield. It is a poisonous arrow of destruction which never misses its target. SubhanAllah. It is compulsory for every Muslim to always be careful throughout his life. He should never disrespect the pious people of Allah, that he is never on the receiving end of a bad dua from the pious people of Allah. A concerted effort should be consistently made to attain the good dua, to attain the duas of the pious people, because anyone who the pious people supplicate, do dua against, that person will be destroyed. And anyone who the pious people, the pious men of Allah, the scholars, the saints, they do dua for that person, he will attain success in this world, he will attain peace in this world, and he will attain success and peace and tranquility in the hereafter as well. Now let's listen to an incident which highlights again this exact point, that the duas of the pious people are accepted by Allah Almighty, whether they are for you or against you. To mention Sayyidina Uthman bin Attar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, the pious man of that time, he would return home from the masjid. He would say Allahu Akbar loudly, reaching the door of his home. In reply, his wife would also say Allahu Akbar. And then when he would enter the courtyard of his house, he would say Allahu Akbar. And his wife would reply Allahu Akbar. This was his daily routine. But one day when he returned, he reached outside the door of his house. He said Allahu Akbar, but he did not receive a reply. And then when he reached the courtyard of his house, he said Allahu Akbar again, but again he did not even receive a reply. Then he reached the door of his bedroom and he said, Allahu Akbar. And he did not, again, he did not receive a reply. His wife, who normally would reply, Allahu Akbar, but had not replied on this day, she gave him his food and sat quietly. It seemed as though she was angry with him. It seemed to him as though she was angry with him. Adding to this, there was no light to lamp the home, so the home wasn't lit up that day as well. Despite these issues suddenly arising, that pious man of Allah, he asked why are you upset? She replied, your reputation is great in the court of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So if you were to ask him, and he has great love for you as well, so if you were to ask him for a servant, he would definitely give us a servant, and that because we have no other servants to help at home, that would be a great help for me and great help for us in the home, and it will make it a lot easier for us. Having heard this, he raised his hands to make dua and humbly said in the court of Allah. So this pious man now, after hearing these words of his wife, he raised his hands in the court of Allah Almighty and said, O my Lord Azzawajal, make that person blind who has poisoned the mind of my family and try to sow discord amongst us. My dear viewers, now this pious man of Allah has done dua against somebody. His dua was instantly accepted. And one of the women of that neighborhood, of that area, she suddenly went blind because this pious man of Allah had done the dua. Ya Allah, whoever has sown this discord or spread this satanic whisper or spread this message within this household, that Ya Allah, make that person blind. And immediately the people said they saw that that individual became blind. She became blind. In fact, the woman who came to his wife and he said this incident to him, she became blind straight away. And when the woman became blind, she asked her family members, why did you put out the lamp? So in her house where she had become blind, there would have been a light or a lamp on. And because of that, she could see and it was bright. Immediately when that pious man of Allah did dua, she became blind, but she had thought that somebody had turned the light off. Her family members replied to her, the lamp is on. Perhaps you have lost your eyesight. She became extremely worried. And then when she learned that this incident happened, that pious man had done bad dua for her, that pious man did dua that she becomes blind, she went to the court of that blessed man and she asked him for forgiveness. She apologized. She asked for forgiveness. And she asked that pious man to do dua that her eyesight is returned. That pious man, he forgave her for the sake of Allah. And he made dua that her eyesight is returned. He felt great sympathy for her and emotion for her. And when he raised his hands and did dua that her eyesight is returned, her vision was restored immediately. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what do we learn from this incident? What do we see? That the duas of the pious men of Allah, the pious people of Allah, they are accepted. Whether they are for you or against you, they are accepted. So, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, make it a habit to try and attain the duas of the pious people, to attain the duas of the pious men of Allah, and make it a habit or make it a mission of yours that you will never talk bad about the pious men, talk bad about pious people, because you do not want to gain the bad du'as of those pious people. Dear viewers, the du'as of those people who fear Allah are very powerful. The moment it leaves their mouth, it is accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. Their du'as remove troubles and worries and bless a person with piety and a passion to worship. So my dear viewers, we should desire to attain the du'as of the pious men of Allah, the pious people. Now, my dear viewers, we've talked about doing du'a in the court of Allah Almighty. We have talked about attaining the du'as of the pious men of Allah. But my dear viewers, what about just saying Ameen to the du'a of a pious person? My dear viewers, Allama Jalaluddin Sayyuti Shafi'i Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he has narrated that an individual told him, he saw Sayyidina Abu Ishaq in a dream, and he asked him, how did Allah Almighty treat you? He replied, Allah Almighty forgave me. And then it was asked to that individual, why did Allah Almighty forgive you? What was the cause of your forgiveness? He said, once Sayyidina Abu Amr Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came to us on a Friday and he made dua. We said Ameen to his dua. For this reason, Allah Almighty has forgiven me. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, the importance of doing dua in the court of Allah Almighty. We see the importance and the blessings of doing dua in the court of Allah Almighty. We see the blessings attached with the pious men of Allah. My dear viewers, when you do dua, not only should you do dua for yourself, you should do dua for your parents, for your family members, for your friends, for your neighbors, all those around you. My dear viewers, you should do dua for all the pious men, all the pious women, all the Muslims, male and female around the world. My dear viewers, you should do dua for all of them. It's reported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He heard a person saying, "Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "If you included all the Muslims in your dua, it would have been accepted." Another companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Whoever seeks forgiveness for all Muslim men and women, Allah Azza wa Jal writes a virtue for him in return for each and every one of those Muslim men and women." SubhanAllah, my dear viewers, from this we learn that we should make dua for all the pious men, all the pious women, all the Muslims around the world. When we make dua, we should make dua for all of them. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst those lucky individuals who are blessed to do dua in the court of Allah Almighty on a regular basis, who truly understand the value of dua, who truly understand the etiquettes and manners of doing dua. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all our sins and forgive us for this blessed month of Ramadan. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Passion for worship. 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 Passion for worship.